Yeah.
Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I regret to inform you that, yes, we are on the phone, even though I'm sitting in our broadcast tent right now, but we are having all sorts of broadcasting issues, it appears, as the power is down. But we're gonna get it up for the press conference. Don't you worry. And you can pull the press conference off anytime anyway. So we're all right. We're okay. It's just the broadcasting part, you know.
Yeah. How's everything going out there so far, man?
So far, so good. We miss you guys. We'll see you out here in a couple of days.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to it very much.
All right.
Very, very much. Okay, from Tim. Would you rather win a bronze medal in breakdancing or have a 3-year career as the 12th man for the Pistons?
I'll take the Pistons.
Yeah, the money on that would be probably more worth it.
I don't know how celebrated the breakdancing bronze medalist will be when you return home.
I don't either. So let me ask you guys this question. Breakdancing is now a...
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
This year it is.
And just think, you will have an arena full of 15,000 people screaming your name when it's a blowout because they want to see you on the court.
Okay, but why are we putting breakdancing in now? Isn't that like 30 years too late?
I don't know. Maybe it's making a comeback because of all the dance shows on television. They thought it would be worth putting in.
I don't... Is breakdancing a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you see Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, in the 80s?
90.
Yeah, no, it is weird that they would have that now, but I guess they're just searching for events or other people to participate. And now you can be an Olympian. Now just think about the 14-year-old with the baggy pants and the toboggan on that is an Olympian, and he's out there breakdancing.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you win a bronze medal, the U.S. Olympic Committee, you get $15,000 for a bronze medal. That's it. So 3 years on the Pistons roster, you're making more than 15 grand.
Yeah, dude, I would be the 12th man for the Pistons. I would be in the G League for the Pistons rather than win a bronze medal in breakdancing. That holds no clout.
Yeah, I don't know about the G League for the Pistons, how much clout you're holding right there either. So if you say G League... I may take the bronze medal over being in the G League with no chance of going to the big club. Because now you get a free trip to France.
Yeah.
You're
an Olympic medalist.
You're on the medal stand and then you're done. In the G League, you may have to, you know.
What if they shoot breaking three and then you could be in that?
And you have your bronze medal on and they call you out and you just do your thing.
Yeah. You'd have to be in it.
It's like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of a big dance in the 60s or a big thing in the 60s.
The sprinkler?
And then in the...
Racism.
And then in the 90s, they decide to put it as an Olympic event. It's
oh.
Racism.
Well, you said a big thing in the 60s. I was just trying to see which one you were talking about.
And now, the silver medalist in racism.
And he just gets up there. He's like, my hood doesn't even fit right.
He's just crying on the medal stand. I did it. I
Take your hood off, brother. Show your face.
My wife worked all night on these.
I can't even see out of this thing, man.
I was just trying to name all the big things in the 60s. I didn't know where
That's
you were
true.
Going with that.
No, no, no. Man. That's definitely one of the biggest things in the 60s. Okay. Would Jerry take a three-peat, but he never gets to speak into a microphone in public ever again?
No.
What's the other option? Oh, is that it?
Yeah,
like I don't think he would. He's addicted to this, man. He loves it so much.
A three-peat. You see him everywhere. Like every other owner, he's everywhere. He just can't talk.
Man, he would learn mine.
Right now he probably would take it because he wants to
supposedly,
win a title so badly.
Supposedly.
God, that's a good one. That may be like press conference worthy.
Yeah, ask him. You're out there.
Yeah, I know.
Raise your hand for a question.
Okay. How many more years of no Cowboy championships would you endure in order to never have to listen to another political ad again?
God, 28's not enough.
We've been doing this for a long time. So Yeah.
I guess we're at 29 now.
I guess they don't bother me. I can listen to whatever political ad I can.
Me either.
I don't care.
No, it doesn't bother me either.
No.
I mean, I just feel like it's part of the fabric of what we do. And if they're around. Now, the political texts, you guys get like,
oh, my gosh, just $3. Like, I'm getting
really?
Hit up for money. Yeah,
I haven't
my text messages
yet. This year.
And it seems like they're all addressed to my wife and are sent to me, and I don't understand it. I want to text back. Here's her number.
Hey, Julie, are you selling this house?
Oh, right, right. Like, how does
that... What house?
Wrong number. Who this? New phone. Who this? Or maybe late at night, around 12:45, I just... 12:45 a.m., I text one of those numbers, you up, to see if I get a response. How does it feel to get interrupted when you're interrupting me all the time?
Well, I'll respond to them and ask, I'd love to vote for your candidate, but here's my requirements. And then just come up
like
with something,
a PS5
very, something
and,
very bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay, from Danny, would you rather find a giant dill pickle intentionally placed inside your left shoe or wear a hat made of wet cheese?
Hat made of wet cheese. I would just rather have the pickle because you would just, and take it out and eat it or whatever.
You don't even have, well, you wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't eat that pickle in your shoe.
Why not?
Because that's disgusting.
It's just your shoe.
You wash your socks every single time you wear them, right? So why would you eat a pickle that's in your shoe?
Do I?
Okay. Now, if it was a dill pickle that was uncut, like unsheathed, and then you could take that pickle and wash the outside of it. I could see eating it, but the juice of the, if you cut the pickle in lengthwise, the inside of it hitting your shoe, that is a deal breaker. You can never eat
or
that
a
ever.
Deal breaker.
I will
or
tell you this.
Yeah, a deal breaker.
Yeah.
There's still 5 minutes left.
Yeah. We're just waiting for the press conference.
Yeah, that is the worst joke you've ever told since I've been
deal
on the show.
Breaker. Yeah, I'd rather have
not
a pickle in the shoe. Why would, like, a hat of wet cheese
no,
you're wearing?
No, put the arrow away. Sheathe
hat
it.
Of wet cheese. How do you get cheese wet?
It's moist. It's humid. And
yeah, it's warm.
Kind of
warm cheese is moist.
A little mushy, a little bit. Kind of
melty cheese, a little?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Disgusting.
But a pickle in your shoe is probably very uncomfortable.
I may have to do this at camp just randomly. I'll pull my shoe off and have a pickle in it and eat it right in front of you.
Ugh, gross.
That is gross.
Okay, this guy wants to know why Donovan prefers Dallas over places with oceans and places with mountains. You told this before, I know. But he wants you to reiterate, what is the allure of Dallas as a city compared to an oceanfront place or a mountain place?
The oceanfront place, I feel like it's overrated because all the property around it is stupid expensive just because there's some old cold, dirty water near it. So if you're talking about living and you know, like means of living or whatever, yeah, I would prefer being in this city where you can get way more bang for your buck just because I'm by a body of ocean that increases the property value 3 or 4 times. Seems to me ridiculous.
Yeah, I wonder what it is, too. Is it like oceanfront property or, you know, within, let's say, 3 or 4 blocks of the ocean? Does it increase the property value 3 or 4 times or 10 times?
It may be 10 because
could
we've
be.
Seen some of the houses when we, you know, walk right. to the ice cream place or whatever down there in Ventura, and you see something for sale, and it's like $1.8 million.
It's insane.
And it's, you know, my house is 2 times bigger than that house.
Do you think that gets old?
Not
like
really.
Like if you lived on the right there with an ocean view. After 2-3 years, you're seeing it every day. Does it have the same effect where its value is still there for you or not?
I think it would. I think. I don't think you'd become desensitized to it, although from a mountain perspective, like there's a lot to do if you live in the mountains compared to just the ocean. There's stuff
like
going
what?
On. So,
hiking and biking.
Okay,
and
so you hike and then you bike. It's the same thing over and over, right?
Well, Yeah, and then you ski in the winter. And
true, yeah. You know. It'd be like the ocean. You could fish and swim and lay in the sand.
Okay, so what about the other 361
right,
days?
No, you're not wrong. I do wonder that. I mean, I think because when we go to vacation, if you go to the beach, it's amazing because you're there for a week or 2 weeks or whatever. Same with the mountains. But if that's your every day, does it lose its effect after? And maybe it doesn't for a while, but it seems like at some point it wouldn't be what it once was for you.
Don't you think you'd be happier, though, because you wouldn't be in a city?
Could be.
Like, I feel like being close to nature, like, would do good for your mental health, right?
It probably would for a lot of people, but then there's people that I think, like Donovan, loves the city, like loves being in the city. People in New York City, they love that vibe. Chicago, same thing. You know, like when we were up in Boston, there's something really cool about those giant cities, but there's something cool about the green space within those cities, like right there, the Boston Commons Park or Central Park.
I mean,
I need that.
Yeah, and it's all I know. So maybe if I'm not so jaded of being and growing up in the city and never really living anywhere else, maybe I would move to the mountains of Colorado and just absolutely fall in love with it. I don't know. But I just know you go on vacation and it's fun and it's something to look at. But then you know you're going right back to, you know, what you're used to and all that. And I think it is a little, I think you do get desensitized a bit. It's fun and it's great, and then, hey, it is what it is. You just adapt to your surroundings, and that's everywhere. And I think that's the same with city living. You may not like the hustle and bustle, but if that's what you're in and this is what you are and who, you know, where you are, then you kind of adapt to it and get used to it.
Yeah. Do we have time for one more?
Sure, go.
Who's going to drink the most and who will eat the most on the ticket team at the media party?
Oh, at the media party.
Now, I've won that title many years ago.
Are you willing to get off of that title, or are you going to defend it?
I think it's two-pronged. Have I won the eating contest and the drinking contest? I don't know.
I think you may be the defending champ, but I think Davey could give you a run for your money if he's up to it.
Yeah. I think so.
And you know what? Bob can put it down as far as food wise. Maybe he throws down with a plate.
I try to eat quite a bit since it's Nobu and it's free.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But the drinking thing, because we get up earlier out there than we do here, so I try not to drink too much that later on in the evenings.
Although I do remember leaving here last year and you saying, "My God, my liver needs a break."
That's probably true.
So yeah, I will take Bob for the food and Corby. No, Davey for the drink. That's going to be my top two.
At the media party,
Yeah, because Davey also drinks kind of girly drinks, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
They don't really look like drinks. They just look like fun.
That is a great way to describe it.
Yeah, they do look like fun
in a cup.
Like, I want to hang out in a neon pink environment. That looks awesome.
And if it rains, you have the little umbrella to protect yourself. Yes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Like a Johnny Walker on the rocks doesn't look like fun.
That's really true.
It's too much.
But like a chocolate teeny.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Yes. That is much fun.
Man, you're right.
Yes.
And we're going to have fun out there at training camp.
We are going to have
Corby,
fun.
Corby, thank you. Can't wait to see you. And we can hang out. Thank you. That's the Birdhouse.